This portion of the show is brought to you by Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, welcome everyone. Hey, thanks for listening. Jeff Horovitz here, Angela with me as well. Hope you all had a great weekend. Busy show lined up for you. I want to kind of get you caught up as to some things that happened over the weekend. Plus, there's a plus here. Help me out.
There's always a plus.
There's always a plus. Oh, I want to talk about this Turks and Caicos thing. I found this one interesting.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this morning.
The bullet issue. People going to jail in foreign countries for accidentally taking a couple of bullets into a country. It just goes to show you that government stupidity exists everywhere.
There's no shortage.
You can look at things and you're like, wow, there's dumb politicians and stupid governments everywhere in the world.
Probably
at record levels. I mean, it's this probably been happening throughout history, but you know, the bigger the government gets, the dumber it gets. So even in Turks and Caicos, you think of the, you know,
they
nice
adopt
Caribbean
these
and
no tolerance policies,
zero tolerance,
and then
they
can't stray from that, even no matter how stupid it is.
Yeah, this one, we'll get to it later, I hope, unless it takes me too long and everything else. But it's like the guy had four bullets in his backpack or case or whatever, right? His carry-on.
Suitcase.
And he gets to Turks and Caicos and they find it. And it's a 12-year minimum sentence.
So
and clearly it was a mistake. He's from Texas. He said he was a hunter.
Yeah.
And he ain't the only one. This happened to multiple people.
Yeah.
He says, just don't go there.
You
don't,
have like a random small pocket somewhere and you forget that something's in there.
Yeah. And it can happen to anyone. And then you're stuck in some country.
Yeah.
And I guess Turks and Caicos could be worse.
Yeah, right.
It could have been. What are their jails like? I mean, are you like cleaning up stuff on the beach or something? You know?
Yeah,
I mean, I guess it depends here. Is this a sad story or does he get
blessing
seafood
in disguise?
Yeah. It's like, oh, we're having lobster again tonight. I don't think so. And then earlier I was watching some TV, right? And I was just getting caught up on some things. And the commercial comes on for Ruben Gallego, who's running for the U.S. Senate here in Arizona for the Democrat nominee, presumed Democrat nominee at this point. I don't think he's got anyone up against him. And he'll be most likely up against Kari Lake. And he's talking about inflation, right? And it's just talking about dense politicians. You know, he's talking about inflation in this campaign ad. And, you know, everybody's struggling. You're struggling. Every average person is struggling. And, you know, I'm going to do what I've been doing in Congress, in the House. You know, I'm going to take that to the Senate and we're going to go after the corporations. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, are you stupid or are you just peddling to the masses who are struggling with inflation? Right.
Yeah.
And who are looking for a solution. But the solution or the problem is like staring you at on the screen. Ruben Gallego, people like that. He is the problem. He caused the inflation, not the corporations.
Yeah. Well,
he's
trying to appeal to a person who doesn't know any better. And they think along the same lines.
I know.
That's the conversations they have at their dinner table is, well, if these darn stores wouldn't be raising their prices because of the greedy owners and the CEOs that are, you know, greedy all the time.
Yeah, my cereal, you know, they raise their prices because, you know, they're greedy.
Yeah.
And they got to fuel the jet. Don't get me wrong. That can exist. But generally speaking, the free market stops people
competition.
From just. I was actually, ironically enough, I was watching some food thing. And it was like the history of the Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
Who watches this stuff? But I did. And there's the Gallego commercial, right? And it was between like Post and Kellogg's. If Kellogg's raises the price so much, they just say, we're going to double it. Our product's so good. We're just going to double this price.
Greedy.
Just because we're greedy and I'm getting a new jet. Then Post comes along or whoever, right? General Mills and says, okay, well, we're just going to keep selling our price. The other company's going to lose market share massively.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. And I'm tired of these dumb politicians peddling to the masses just an absolute lie.
They just don't know. Yeah.
Are corporations perfect? No, I've talked about big corporation conglomerating and, you know, getting sweetheart deals and the fascistic tendencies in this country at this point. The cronyism, you know, not true capitalism. Certainly stuff like that can exist, but this guy's either utterly clueless or just lying, but it could be both. These are politicians we're talking about.
No, I really think that
he's talking to
the people that don't know really any different, or they just don't understand how things work.
How it works. Look, it's just people like Gallego voted to pump a bunch of money into the economy during COVID, and we're still feeling the impacts of that. People like Gallego decided to, we'll just send unlimited money around the world to other nations, like last week when, you know, they vote for more money to foreign places. People like Gallego just run the printing presses, make bad decisions, spend money, the Inflation Reduction Act. What a load of crap that was. The CHIPS Act, giving subsidies to multi-billion-dollar corporation. Does he talk about that corporation? You know, yeah. Oh, they're investing in Arizona.
Like, what about the airlines and the banks and
airlines about to go bust? You know, gives them billions of dollars. The bank, and so it's like, what are you talking about? You're the cause of these problems, not the corporations in some silo that just. We're just going to raise the prices just because it's, it's time to raise prices. You know, it's ridiculous. I went to a place that Owen and I stop at when we're coming back up from Camp Verde, and we got some fry bread, right? And they used to sell it for $5 at this. It's a little stand, mm-hmm. right? A little stand mm-hmm. selling fry bread. And I walk up and I could see they took the marker and made the 5 into a 6, which I was kind of like, okay, this is handwritten. You should have just done a new sign.
Yeah, how hard is it to just do a new one, right?
And I asked them, I said, what, inflation? They're like, yep, they said we got to raise the price. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
I think 6 is too high.
6 is a bit high for
fry. Really high.
So if we were to take it, though, to a company like that, what are those people doing? Should we be going after those people? Dare they raise the fried bread price? I think it's a bit high too, but you get it. Their input costs are more. Everything is costing them more.
Yeah.
You know, not because of the evil corporations, but because of people, politicians like Ruben Gallego and many others, not just Democrats, it's Republicans
but
too.
But again, like the fry bread place, next time you go by, it's 7 or 8, and then next thing you know, it's 10. People will stop going eventually. So there is a max that they can do.
I'm probably good. At 6, I'm probably not going back.
That's what I mean, like, though. They know that there's, even though they need to raise prices because of cost increases and whatever, there's still going to be a cap on what they can actually sell it for.
Yeah, one more here before, and it's a long road to November. If I got to keep enduring these kind of ads and spots from these politicians and the stupid rhetoric that they're all peddling, the World Economic Forum president, you know, all these elitist, mostly leftists, their meeting, they were talking or something, doesn't really matter. But here's what he said. We haven't seen this kind of debt since the Napoleonic Wars. Do I need to read you more? Do I need to read you more? And the Napoleonic Wars didn't turn out good. That was not a model time of history, right? There's a CNBC headline. I would say to the World Economic Forum president, you guys are pushing all this crap. You have pushed these governments to run every program, to pile up the debt, the monetary system. It's kind of like when now retiring Senator Joe Manchin came out and said, I think we might be spending too much or something like that. I don't know the exact quote, but that's basically, we got to kind of stop the spending. You know, it's like, you did it.
Yeah.
What do you mean we? It's unbelievable watching this stuff.
Yeah,
and now people are trying to, I guess, blame other people and say, oh, we have a problem here. Yeah, you're the problem.
Yeah, right. Well, and those people literally are flying off in their private jets all over the world for their, conventions.
They bought carbon credits. They bought carbon offsets. I just saw a headline about Taylor Swift, by the way, and it's like, the amount she flew, it's just enormous, you know? And here's people that are always complaining about climate change and the end of the world.
And they practically live on their
airplane. They live on their jet. Yeah. It's like, oh, they're special people, though. Yeah. So, all right, love to hear from you. We haven't gotten to the news yet. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. If you need new blinds, shutters, or shades, call my good friends at the Blind Brothers. Angela did that, or maybe I did it. She picked them out, though. Right. I mean, you're the one you were the deciding factor on that one. The Blind Brothers did a great job laying out all our options. And then they came in, did the installation. I highly recommend you take advantage of this show and mention the Jeff Orbit Show when you call them and get half off installation. That's in addition to any other advertised specials, and especially with the hot weather coming or here, except for this past weekend. That was weird.
Yeah, right? There was snow in Flagstaff.
Weird. I heard Snowball got 2 feet.
30 inches, I heard.
30?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a record. for this time of year. But, you know, 2-foot storm at Snow Bowl is not unusual, but it is in almost May.
Yeah.
And I was down in Camp Verde. Angela was up here, and I guess you said there was some snow
on the ground. Oh, there was snow on the ground, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, it was cold. Owen and I were down there working, getting planting the one garden, the medium-sized garden ready, we'll call it. And it started downpouring us. But when the sun came out, it was beating through those windows. I got to get new blinds down there. Call the Blind Brothers, because that's a big source of losing heating and now soon to be cooling. Right. I think like this week it's going to click back on, right? Call the Blind Brothers, 928-634-2423. That's 928-634-2423, or go to theblindbrothers.com. It was weird, though. Is that snow?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I could see the peaks down in Camp Verde, you know, pop into town, and you can see it right there. And I was like, wow, that looks like February, March.
Right.
You know, they're skiing for a couple more weeks too.
Yeah, for sure.
On a weekend or something, right?
There wasn't a lot of snow here, but just the fact that it did.
Yeah.
And then some of the higher elevations, Belmont or Williams or wherever, Munns Park, they got enough to, you know, be on top of the cars and stuff, you know.
Don't plant your gardens in Flagstaff. You got to wait till after June 1st.
Yeah.
And even then last year there's frost and freezing a couple weeks into June, so you never know. So yeah, don't forget to wait. We got some corn in though, and that stuff's going to pop up soon. So we're looking forward to that. All right, let's get to the news items here. Derailment. Let's start with that.
Yeah,
you looked this one up. There's derailment.
I did, because I saw one of those overhead signs that says I-40 eastbound is closed.
I hate those overhead signs.
Yeah,
But go ahead.
This weekend,
it informed you about this.
Right? Yeah,
but there's no way you would have never known any other way without overhead signs. But
no, I mean, actually, they could be helpful in that situation.
Oh, you're hedging on me.
Well, I didn't hear about anything going on, and then I just saw it's closed. You know, please use alternate route, as if there is one.
What alternate route? This is going to New Mexico?
Yeah, right on the border with New Mexico.
I could find you an alternate route, but you're going to be like stagecoach.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to go through... We've done it. You're going to go through areas that are like, well, it's an alternate.
That's alternate.
Especially when you get into central, like New Mexico, and you pop up to 40. Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, I didn't know what happened. And, you know, a lot of times you just think, oh, there's a terrible accident or something on the road. But it was actually a train derailment. And I guess it happened just south of the tracks. And there was like 35 rail cars with gasoline, propane, and mixed freight.
Oh, boom.
And then 6 of them caught fire.
Oh, wow.
So it was really bad. They were closed for 2 days, 2 full days, like 48 hours.
Wait, the eastbound 40 was closed? Oh, westbound too?
I don't think so. I think it was the south one.
The train's not that close to the 40, is it?
The 40.
I'm stealing a breaking bag to the 40.
I mean, I guess it was. I mean, there was fires
and the toxic gases.
They were routing people through Holbrook, I guess. Yeah, I don't know exactly.
Further proof, you should go to electric.
Yeah. You know, of course, Hobbs was like Corporation Commission was going to go over there and check it out. But it actually, the issue with the derailment happened on the New Mexico side. But I guess it was probably heading into Arizona, and that's why
their road trip was canceled. What are they going to do?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Then they found out that it wasn't even an Arizona issue. I mean, the accident portion was, but not the train derailment.
They regulate, the Corporation Commission does regulate the railroad tracks, I guess. Yeah. So,
hopefully I don't know, they're just going to investigate on the New Mexico sideway. What went wrong?
It happens.
So that was bad, though. It said there was like 70-mile backup.
Anyone die?
No, I don't think so. No.
The engineer fleeing?
Yeah. Yeah. So... Okay, anyway, that was a bad one.
Yeah, so does that mean gas prices are going to go up even more?
Because all the gas went up in smoke.
We just lost that, yeah. I got one here. An Arizona state senator was sentenced to 1 year in jail time for child sex abuse.
Yeah, I saw that.
This was former Arizona state senator. I think this sentence came down on Friday. Senator, I don't know how to say his first name, sorry, Tony Navarrete, Navarrete, remember when he had to resign, received a sentence of 1 year in prison following his February conviction for sexually molesting a teenage boy that he was caring for. At the same time, the jury found that Navarrete not guilty of child molestation. That doesn't make sense. As well as another count of having sexual conduct with a minor. Court records show a fourth count attempt to commit molestation of a child. I guess they had four counts against him, was dismissed via a motion filed by a prosecutor. So he got, they nabbed him on one of these charges.
Yeah.
And he's filing an appeal, of course. He was arrested in 2021, misconduct involving a boy with whom he was living over a period of several years. According to court records, the boy accused Navarette of touching him inappropriately when he was around 12 or 13. The alleged misconduct, according to reports at the same time, continued to the boy's 15th birthday. Again, wonderful people we've got.
I know.
In public office here.
Upstanding. You know? Yeah.
So, well,
hopefully
one year.
The one count is enough, too.
Yeah. 1 year, though, seems a bit slim.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, here we are talking a different country, okay? Grant, you know, I told you about the bullet thing in Turks and Caicos. Uh-huh. And somebody accidentally brings four. They were like shotgun shells or something. I don't even know what.
No gun, just the shells.
No gun, just some shells. Four. And he's like, 12 years.
Yeah.
12 years. What do you get there for the, you know, child sex abuse?
I know, right?
It was 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, what is that? 483 years? You know? 1 year, so doesn't that seem 12, 13?
Yeah, that doesn't seem long enough to me.
Seems a bit light.
I don't know what exactly, you know, the details are of the whole thing, though.
Yeah. Okay. So another legal one here that we've been watching is the Arizona Supreme Court. You remember the decision on the abortion and, you know, going to straight up ban in Arizona. They upheld the old, everybody calls it the territorial law.
The original.
That was reaffirmed many, many times over the years, right? I told you that there was a movement afloat to oust these, two judges?
Two of the judges.
So you've got some of the details.
Yeah, so Clint Bolick and Catherine King, they're both up on the ballot this November for retention. So this is where you'll go in and it'll say, shall Clint Bolick be retained in office? You know, and it's a yes or no.
And generally, everybody either leaves that blank or just
they
puts
vote
in yes.
Yeah, because there's no competition,
right?
Yeah, I was reading that no Arizona Supreme Court justice has ever lost at a retention election, ever.
Well, there's a first time for everything,
sure,
because they're actively going after it. Normally, this is not a campaign that gets any money put into it.
Yeah, and they had a quote of some guy was like, if this is their next, you know, angle they're going to try is to like, oh, well, we're just going to oust the judges this way. And that's how, so it could keep, if it works, it could keep happening again and again. But
the,
the leftist just a little background too on these judges, because I didn't really know, but they once they get appointed, they have a retention election after 2 years, like first 2 years. And if they get retained in office, then it's every 6 years after that.
So is this a 6 year cycle? Because they've been, Bolick's been in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they have a mandatory retirement at age 70. So
oh,
it's
wow.
not like a full.
Can we do that for other offices?
It's not the, like the U.S. Supreme Court where it's a lifetime thing.
Yeah. Well, we might want to look at that, you know.
Yeah.
Some kind of age thing, especially on Congress and
president,
you know, this and that. So, okay, so who's the group?
So, this girl, Abigail Jackson with Progress Arizona, she is kind of spearheading this whole thing. They're raising money to try and get these people out. And the judges can't, they don't go out and campaign.
Yeah, what do they do?
Don't go raise money. They don't do that. They just...
They were appointed. They never ran a campaign.
Yeah,
there's a campaign that was afoot, but you weren't aware
of it. Yeah, but once they're Supreme Court justice, they don't.
Yeah.
And if they're up for retention, they don't go out and...
Progress, what is it called?
Progress, Arizona.
Anytime they throw progress in it, I'm like, this is not going to be much progress.
So her quote that I read is two. It's she first says, when judges overstep, Arizona voters have the power through our Constitution to step in.
Step in what? Step in what?
And remove them because you don't like what they did.
Yeah. I mean, wait. Read that again.
Judges overstep.
What overstep here?
Yeah. Arizona voters have the power through our Constitution to step in.
Okay. Obviously, they're upset about the abortion decision. So somebody brought that case forward and it worked its way through the legal system and wound up at the Arizona Supreme Court. And the judges look at it and it was... I didn't read the law, but it's going to say something like abortions are illegal in the state except for the health and well-being of the mother, blah, 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 you know, legalese language, et cetera, you know, .com. And then they look at it and say, I'm looking at this, interpreting the law, and this is what it says. So, yeah, abortions are illegal in Arizona, according to this. You got two weeks.
Like it or not, this is what the law says.
Progress
Arizona.
Why doesn't this girl go to the legislature? They're the ones that make the laws. The judge is she confused about
Exactly.
Did she take, like, you see, we should have civics in our school.
Right.
Do we have civics in our our school anymore? Aren't we supposed to have like a test to know the basic
they take a civics
functions
test.
Of each branch of government?
They take one, yeah. But the requirements to pass it are pretty low. So
no, I normally
you should like you don't get 100 on this thing. You got to take it again or something.
Yeah, I mean, clearly she hasn't taken this test. I don't know her, but doesn't sound like it. So I'm going to vote, and I normally don't vote on. A lot of times, I'm the one that leaves this blank. I don't think they get a lot of votes. I'll vote for Bollock. Was it Judge Bollock?
And King.
Yeah, because they interpreted it correctly. If you don't like the law, change the law.
Yeah. So her next quote that I didn't like was she says voters should use their ballot to quote hold these justices accountable, especially as this decision was very out of line with what the majority of us want.
It's not a matter of you sound like a grown child, like a little child there.
It's so convoluted to think that like these justices are going to make a decision based on what people want.
Yeah, that's not how it's supposed to work.
They're making their decision based on what the law says.
I was going to say man child, but woman child, you know, that phrase.
Yeah, Abigail is her name. So
what?
I mean, I guess you never know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to. I'm going to strike on my social credit score again. That thing's already negative. No, that's not how it works, though. And you don't want it to work like that. You may disagree with the law, progress person, but their job is to interpret the law in the books. If you don't like the law, change the law, because it may be on the shoe may be on the other foot someday.
It could be a different one.
You're like, oh, how could you do that? Yeah. No, I want these judges to make decisions and interpret the law correctly. Go to your legislature, and that's going to happen. So this,
right.
You got any more on that one?
Is
that enough quotes from Abigail?
And where does she get the information that this is what the majority of us want?
Oh, she knows. She's tuned in.
I mean, says you. Right.
Yeah, it says you. I mean, maybe you're wrong. I mean, it's going to go to the ballot. So as far as the abortion decision, and in fact, this Wednesday, I expect the Arizona Senate, and we've got to get someone. I had Wendy Rogers on. Let's try to get another senator.
Someone else.
I mean, she's bold enough to come on and say, here's where I stand.
Yeah.
You know, it's another one of the, I don't know if there's a relation. It's Senator, the expected yes votes to repeal this upcoming Wednesday. So it passed the House last week with two Republicans flipping over, and it was, I can't remember the two Republican House members, but now it's going to the Senate, and it's expected that Senator Bollock and Senator T.J. Shope,
I didn't put that last name together at all, but maybe it is related.
Because we got Gallego and Gallego confused last week. You know, Kate Gallego, who thinks that like Arizona revolves around her. Without her, the state would shrink up and die without her. And then Ruben Gallego's her former. They got divorced.
Husband,
a couple years ago. We'll look at that.
That's her related? Husband. Clint the judge is her husband.
You can't make this stuff up. So he was one of the, it was 4-2 Supreme Court decision. He's going to, he interpreted it correctly. I will give him credit for that. And she is expected this Wednesday.
Wait a second. How can.
Yeah, something. What's that? Whew. Yeah, something stinks. She's expected to vote. To repeal it. She's expected to vote. I don't know. I haven't talked to her. She has been on the show before, but I haven't talked to her about this issue. So let's be clear. But it is expected that T.J. Shope, which that guy don't surprise me on anything, and Senator Bollock will join with the Democrats and repeal this thing. I don't know. What's that dinner conversation look like?
Awfully strange.
I'd love to hear from you. You can't make this stuff up. I'd love to hear from you. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Okay, so I spent the morning loading up with my small tractor, asphalt and some gravel and stuff, and I loaded it into my trailer, my dump trailer, that I got from American Trailer Company just outside of Flagstaff, outside the city limits where there's no city sales tax. Great veteran-owned company. I love this trailer, and I took it over. Last year, we were picking it out by hand. My dad dropped one on his foot. I swear he broke his foot or something. You know, now we just dump it thanks to American Trailer Company. If you're looking for absolute high-quality cargo trailer, flatbed trailer, if you need a smaller utility trailer, maybe if you're not hauling stuff like I'm hauling, they've got it out there. You've got 2 days to take advantage of this 6% off. 6% off if you mention J.O. Show. Mention J.O. Show. Get 6% off at American Trailer Company. And check out their inventory at AmericanTrailerAZ.com. Oh, excuse me. AmericanTrailerAZ.com. AmericanTrailerAZ.com. Also, if you want to save some money, go to Just Wireless. They're in West Flagstaff, right there on Milton Avenue. If you need a new smartphone, new to you, because they've got a whole line of refurbished phones at Just Wireless, stop on by. They've got you covered. Plus, Just Wireless repairs existing smartphones. We're talking the batteries, crack screens, charging ports. Stop on by Just Wireless. Check them out on, online as well at JustWirelessAZ.com. That's JustWirelessAZ.com. Back in a minute. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up The Jeff Orbit Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is The Jeff Orbit Show.
It's a great time to head on over to Sportsman's Bar and Grill, a whole new week of wonderful specials starting at lunch, going to dinner time. Right now, you got hot links. Tomorrow's Taco Tuesday. Don't forget, Wednesday is half price wings at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Sportsman's Bar and Grill voted best sports bar in Flagstaff, just north of downtown Flagstaff, right there in the Bash's Shopping Center. Plenty of parking, great drink specials, lots of games, all the action going on the TV. Stop on by Sportsman's Bar and Grill. This portion of the show is brought to you by Eric Boatner, Allstate Insurance Agency. Welcome back. I'm still trying to picture that dinner conversation.
That is strange. Yeah.
Yeah. What a political family there. Or not political. One's the judge, but it's when you get appointed, there's politics. What I said earlier was these Supreme Court judges aren't running for office initially, right? Mm-hmm. But there's politics afoot behind the scenes.
Yeah,
you're getting
for sure.
You get an appointment from the governor.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. We'll see what happens Wednesday. I don't know how she's going to vote, Senator Bollock. I don't know how TJ Shope's going to vote, but it's. My sources tell me in the Senate.
Well, I think they already did vote to repeal that. But
the House. No.
Yeah, no, it online, at least this one, says they voted to allow the ban, which contained no exceptions for rape or incest, to be repealed.
Those two voted to
allow the ban to be repealed. And then a week later, the House voted to repeal the law.
Okay, so it's going to be repealed this Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure of that. So we'll keep an eye on that. All right, let's see. Anything on the economic side? Republic First goes bust. That's a bank that happened on Friday. They always do the bank takeovers where they sell them. They do that over the weekend on the Friday because nobody's paying attention. Remember last year this time, First Republic went bust. Now Republic First. Different banks.
Different, really.
Yes, so if you have that...
It's not just like a restructuring.
If you have those words in any kind of order, I don't know what other orders you could put this in, but Republic First, yeah, it's a smaller bank. This contagion that started last year still hasn't really stopped. So what happens in these instances is, I can't remember which bank they got to buy it, but generally speaking, they find somebody to dump this on, and then all of a sudden the troubles go away. It's very weird, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like this bank had all kinds of problems on their balance sheet, and they're in trouble with bonds. So they buy all these bonds, and then the interest rates went way up, so they're stuck with the crappy bonds. They also have trouble with the old loans that they gave at 2.75%,
right,
and the interest rates go up. So everything they got on their books is junk. Mm-hmm. But then as soon as they get gobbled up by a bigger bank, the problem's gone.
Yeah.
You know, they still have they had to take all the toxic crap, but the problem's just solved. Until that bank, because this has happened a couple of times now, that bigger than the other bank that got stuck, you know, I think the Fed just pushes and says, you're going to buy this, then they get gobbled up by somebody.
Yeah.
Until eventually, I guess we get down to just a couple banks and they bought all the junk. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what happens. The government just takes everything over. I'm trying to spitball this, see where we'll be.
Yeah, well, that happens. Then we just have US Bank. With the smaller banks just here in town. Yeah. Remember
2010. Or they get bought up. Yeah, we'll start off with a locally owned bank.
Small
and then
one
next
local.
Thing, somebody buys it from California or wherever. So, yeah, interesting stuff. There's a hole in the ozone layer. It's back, apparently. Can you tell me about this?
Yeah, you don't hear about that much anymore.
No, I was out in the sun all day today, and I thought it felt
That was like an 80s thing. And then it was like everyone was worried was about the hull.
It was from hairspray. Yeah. And like underarm deodorant.
Fluorocarbons
yeah,
or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like the whole world was going to end because of this back then. And then it just kind of went away because we stopped using hairspray in that.
Yeah, you know, they got a bunch of companies to all agree to stop using
the... Well, yeah, they didn't use the aerosol kind, and now they're using the pump kind. So because of that government action, the whole, I thought, fixed itself, and the world was safe.
Yeah,
so
I don't really know.
They're going back to the ozone thing?
Yeah, I don't know a lot about the ozone layer because you never hear about the whole thing anymore.
No,
and then, but I was reading a thing that says the hole is over Antarctica, but it comes back every year or something. I didn't know it moved, but in the spring it does. So now they're saying that the hole has gotten larger because of the fires in Australia.
Oh, give me a break.
Which were caused by human.
Give me a
human
break.
Caused. Global warming, climate change.
Give me a break with these people. They're so annoying. They're just like, remember Greece.
I know.
Remember Greece.
Yeah.
Greece is gone. It's burnt. There's not going to be any forest left. I was just there. Isabel comes back today, though. She's actually flying up as we speak, I think. And I looked for the burnt. I didn't find the burnt.
Yeah, we didn't see
anything. I didn't see anything burnt. Yeah. I don't know what they were talking about. So I bet you if you go to Australia, there was big fires there.
There was.
But there's big fires here, too. Go drive around and try to find... they think that when you go to, like, Australia or Greece or Arizona and you try to drive around, you're trying to drive around in your electric vehicle to find a green tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's how burnt it is.
Yeah,
where it's the exact opposite. You have to actually... And I'm not belittling the fires that because we've had deaths.
Yeah.
But they blow it so far out of proportion. I don't want forest fires. I'm not saying there hasn't been forest fires.
Yeah.
I'm just saying these people would act like the whole state is burnt down. That's what they truly think.
And they also perpetuate this belief that it's always caused by
humans.
And it doesn't occur naturally sometimes. It actually says, a major cause of ozone loss is believed to be the amount of smoke from unprecedented Australian wildfires, which were fueled by climate change.
Give me a break.
And again, like, is that really a fact or is that just the author's opinion?
No, they have to put that at the end of every sentence, you know, because that's, I don't know, maybe they were in school just a little too long. Maybe it went to preschool and they shouldn't have. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe their mom didn't hug them. I don't know what the deal was, but. It's getting old. I hope people... So what's going to happen? We're at dead now?
Well, so now they're saying that the animals there in Australia are potentially risking getting sunburned and blindness because they don't have eye protection.
No. And that's not going
to
happen.
The plankton that the whales feed on and the stuff that's usually closer to the surface, they're going to go down deeper in the water and then... the penguins aren't going to have anything to eat. And not only that, but the moss or whatever that actually grows there in Antarctica, it's using up so much energy to protect itself from sunburn that they can't grow because they don't have enough energy left over.
What about me
like
trying to protect my brain from their stupidity? Do I get anything from that? You can picture the commercials for only 99 cents a week.
Yeah.
You can help get sunglasses on an Antarctic, whatever.
And the funny thing is that at the end of this article, they're like, oh, well, you know, how can we help? And, their solution is to reduce carbon emissions so we have fewer brush fires so we don't put any more pressure in the hole in the ozone layer.
So this is a new angle. Well, a couple weeks ago, they tried with the grapes. They tried scaring the elites even more.
The winery.
Yeah,
they were
saying grapes weren't going to taste as good anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because of climate change.
The champagne wasn't going to be good quality anymore.
You're getting desperate. You're going back to the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, now we're going back to the 80s and we're dusting off the hole in the ozone now.
Yeah.
Now that's going to be the cause of it because of it's not your hairspray. And they needed hairspray back then because you remember the big hair.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you needed a lot of hairspray to hold that, right?
Yeah.
And now they got to dust off the ozone layer thing. They never stop.
Well,
they never stop.
And like, imagine the millennials and the Gen Zers out there that have never heard of the ozone hole ever.
We're like,
heard of it. They think this is a new thing.
They got to come up with something better. Something new, to get in us old stock, I guess.
Well, they'll just,
anyone
yeah, they'll
alive
dust
in the
off
80s.
The old stuff that people forget about. And
When I was working on, removing some asphalt and stuff this morning, and I told you I was filling up my trailer from American Trailer Company, right? And the guy showed up. I was across from a convenience store, and he shows up with a CO2 truck. I guess that, you know, I thought they did canisters back in the day when I worked at a restaurant. You roll in the canister and you'd hear it go out and it's like, tss, 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 you know, and you have to fill up the CO2, switch out the canister. I guess they have a tank somewhere
to refill those tanks.
And they come with a truck and they're filling up CO2. So anytime you fill this stuff, you have release that's coming out. You like, like a propane tank, right? And I'm watching him and there's, he was emitting CO2 into the atmosphere. Mm. And I was thinking about, I wonder how many people like, who are crazy about carbon dioxide, that it's killing the world. And, you know, we are killing the world. It's going to end. I wonder how many of them drink like carbonated beverages. Cause I'm thinking of this guy, he's in this CO2 truck. And I'm like, just think about one of these leftists go by and think, we've got to ban CO2. Mm-hmm. We've got to ban it from the soda machines. They probably already tried that. I just haven't been attuned to it.
Yeah.
But anyway, that got weird anyway, because there's people that were already drinking at 9 a.m. and they were sitting beside the convenience store.
Were they heckling the guy?
They're heckling me. I mean, my dad were out there working and they're like, hey, do you need some help? We'll come help you. And I was like, no, we're good. This is our workout. We only got a couple hours here. He's like, we'll do it for $10 an hour. And I was like, well, go talk to your local politicians. They have decreed that you are too stupid to know that you shouldn't be working for $10 an hour.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, if somebody is just like maybe kind of low-skilled work, and I wouldn't employ them because they were already drinking at 9 in the morning, but let's say they weren't drinking.
Yeah, and they have a shovel and they're ready to work.
They have a shovel and they're like, we'll do this real quick for $10 an hour. You know, I got three guys here and you'll pay us, take us 2 hours. It's going to be, what is that, 30, 60 bucks. 60. Okay, come on over, do it. Nope, I could get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Where we made an
agreement. You'll get reported to the minimum wage office.
I would be. Yeah. I thought it was a setup. I thought undercover.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I was like, this is a sting operation. I'm on camera right now. There's like drones flying up above.
They're just waiting
above, right?
to nab you on something.
Yeah, I thought that this is the setup, right? And I kind of almost wanted to hire him just to see if it was a setup. I wanted to get arrested. And then I didn't hire them, right? And cop cars show up. And they all got arrested. Something about public intoxication or something. I don't know.
Well, they were probably bothering all the customers that went in there.
Oh, they were. They were bothering me. They kept yelling at me. You know, you're doing it wrong. You know, we'd do it quicker. It's like, I don't know if you would. I don't know if you can make it across the street, dude.
Yeah.
And some guys just
they would probably trip and then sue you for getting hurt on your property.
Yeah, probably. All right. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. The government should not get in the way of contractual agreements between two consenting adults that, I agree to do that work for $100. I'm not forcing you to. You came up to me. You want to clean the yard for $10 an hour? It's like we would be better off as a nation if they would get out of the way of labor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying let's bring back the child labor, the factories, the things like that. Because, you know, I'm just saying between adults, if somebody is maybe down a little bit and they're just like, I just want to make some extra. I got my regular job and I'm willing to do this really cheap. Technically, you're not allowed to do that anymore. Yeah.
Or you have someone on a fixed income that really can't go out and shovel their driveway, so they don't have a lot of money to pay. And
no, well, you know,
you get the neighborhood kid that's like, I'll give you.
Yeah, but you don't need that anymore because the government will do it. Or the politicians that made these laws, they come out and they volunteer their time. The high price, like city council members that gave themselves raises, you know, they come out and do it. I mean, what are you talking about? All right, if you get a rock chip in your windshield. Not for me, because I had my trailer covered because my new trailer has the screen that goes over, and that thing is nice, winds up. But if somebody was driving around without one of those and you get a rock chip in your windshield, call up Diamond Auto Glass or just stop on by there in 4th Street in Flagstaff. They'll take really good care of you. Get that rock chip replaced. If you have a whole new windshield or need a whole new windshield, Diamond Auto Glass is the place to go. Right there on 4th Street in Flagstaff, 928-779-4140. 928-779-4140. Or go online, check them out at thedifferenceisclear.com. Thedifferenceisclear.com. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
If you're looking for a good steak, stop on by the Rodeo Steakhouse in Williams at 950 North Grand Canyon Boulevard. It's right there by the Ramada Inn. Steaks, ribs, they've got trout, they've got salmon. Stop on by, go on out to Williams, have a great time there, and get a great steak at the Rodeo Steakhouse again at 950 North Grand Canyon Boulevard. We didn't get the bullets. What do you got?
I just saw right now it says that George Kelly guy, the one that there was a mistrial for the rancher accused of. No, they're saying they won't retry him.
Oh, okay. I was like, whoa, that was bizarre. Okay, he didn't die. You're saying...
I didn't say anything about that.
Oh, really? Okay.
You just thought I was...
What's going on with my headset? Okay, George...
says they won't retry him.
Okay, this is the guy who was charged. They tried to get him on manslaughter or something
like
that.
Yeah, murder or whatever. Yes.
It was a hung jury, but one of them held out. Mm-hmm. The rest of them, was it 7-1 is what we heard. Ridiculous egg on their face, these prosecutors, for going after a guy protecting his private property with little evidence. They didn't even have the bullet.
Yeah.
Right? And was it George Allen Kelly? Is that his full name?
It just says George Kelly.
George Kelly. Okay. Yeah. He's a Southern Arizona rancher. We spent a lot of time talking about it. I'm glad he was acquitted. And I'm glad that now you're saying
the prosecutors say they're not going to retry it.
So that's a good decision by them. The first one they've made, apparently, right? I mean, this was the star witness against this guy was somebody who came into the country illegally and who had previously been in jail for smuggling pot over from Mexico. I mean, that was their star witness. It's like, how did they even bring this thing forward?
Well, whoever decided to do it was...
Okay, so that's good. That's good news.
Yeah.
And he's doing well, too.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, that's these government, you know, these goons will bring you through the ringer and you wonder about people's health.
Well,
after
that,
two years of hell.
The guy with Boeing that was the whistleblower, and then he's like doing his depositions and stuff, and 2 days later he was dead of a supposed self-inflicted gun wound.
Oh, I don't remember that one, but that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, the whistleblower at Boeing a month or two ago.
Yeah. Well, good. Okay. Not to the Boeing guy, but to the
George Kelly
for getting acquitted. Acquitted, and then they're not picking the trial back up. Okay.
Yeah.
I do still want to get to this bullet thing and in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
Plus more news items, comments as well. Hang tight, pack in a few. The information provided on the Jeff Horvitz Show does not constitute legal, medical, financial, or tax advice. All information is the opinions of the host and guests. You should always seek the advice of a professional regarding any of these complex issues to make sure all circumstances of your situation are properly considered. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Diamond Auto Glass, where the difference is clear.com.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Olivia joins me now, and she picks on me all the time for the things I eat, like if I put horseradish on something or,
Who would do that?
A litany of things that I do, and I just watched her eat a raw potato.
Come on. Raw potatoes are really good. Like, have you actually eaten one, or are you just, like, predisposed to hate it?
Yeah, I'm predisposed to I hate potatoes.
Yeah.
No,
you do.
Doesn't everyone know that raw potatoes don't taste good, or is this like a new thing?
Raw potatoes are wonderful.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't eat a whole lot. It's just if I happen to be sitting there and mom happens to be chopping potatoes, or I chop potatoes, like, delicious food.
I like my potatoes cooked, but...
Well, what if you're starving and you can't cook them?
Yeah, maybe it's a generational thing. I don't know.
Build up your used to itness.
Used to.
We're learning new words already.
New words already. I want to update you on the rancher trial. Angela and I hit on it towards the end of last hour. This has to do with the rancher in Southern Arizona was put on trial for the death of an illegal that came on his property. I've got an update on that, and you know, it's long end of the story. They're not going to pursue it any further because they got egg on their face over bringing this ridiculous trial forward in the first place. Plus, I guess we got to talk about the dog, you know, and the article that came out on Kristi Noem, who's potentially the VP pick for Donald Trump. We shall see.
Oh, whoa.
You didn't know that? You didn't know that? Because we were just talking about, yeah. And the excerpts of a book she's got coming out, she talks about putting down a dog. I can see kind of both sides on this one, especially if you're living on a farm or a ranch. And it's interesting that you do have to make tough decisions, but then sometimes can you go put this dog somewhere else? I think that's
where the debate. I cannot see both sides. I don't think the killing it is the best option. The only option, I don't think it should be.
Let's get into it, because she was said it was a dog that was dangerous and things like that. If that's the case, that's different than, is it just a dog you don't like? Well, that's different. You can find somebody to take that. And I think, you know, left's going to run with this. And didn't she have like vetters on this thing? I mean, who puts this in a book? When they're being vetted for the, you know, I mean, didn't they have someone like just like, the common sense? You remember Mitt Romney? You probably don't remember this, but Mitt Romney was running for president back in 2012. He had some things come out, and it's like, they were crazy stuff. That was stupid that the media ran with it. But she, you know, somebody should have said, hey, I wouldn't put this in your book because, you know.
Right. I would be putting it into my book, the tale of how Olivia miraculously saved a dog from certain death at the hands of an angry farmer.
Change it a little bit. I decided on a beautiful day to have the door open.
And always a mistake.
Yeah, go close that thing. There's choppers flying by. Who knows what's going on? It may be the Turks and Caicos army looking for people with four bullets.
Anyone?
Yeah, that's another one that we're going to get to here. Told you about it last hour, but this tourist in Turks and Caicos who's potentially facing up to 12 years in jail for having four rounds of ammo. I don't even know what caliber.
So what is it, three years per round?
I think it's like just no tolerance. Just if you have one, or if you're like Victor Bout, the Russian merchant of death, with like, you know, plane loads of ammunition, it's 12. You get 12 years, apparently.
Oh, that's
in Turks and Caicos. Don't go there.
Like a single bullet?
Yeah, yeah. I think they have a zero tolerance.
Did you say
one bullet?
Like he had four rounds or four bullets?
Yeah, four bullets. No gun. Just had four bullets in his luggage. And they're saying he could face up to 12 years in jail. He is facing up to 12 years.
That's just crazy.
It's a vacation from hell.
Yeah. Imagine you just happened to bring the wrong backpack or whatever.
Well, yeah. We'll talk about that one. I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. If I'm selling a home and not going to Turks and Caicos with the proceeds, I would call Kelly Broaddus with the Broaddus Properties Group, brokered by eXp. Kelly's done such a wonderful job for so many people. She's going to give you insights on how to sell your home, market your home, get your home ready to sell and get top dollar. Like, hey, you should bring in some furniture, staging, things like that. Maybe paint that wall. Maybe remove that pile of trash in the back. You know, things like these are just background. Some common sense things. Yeah, but no, she comes in with that eye of, hey, if you do this, you're going to attract more buyers. She got somebody like an extra $200,000 with her advice recently. That's a pretty cool thing right there. Why don't you call Kelly, see what she can do for you. If you're, like I was saying last week, trying to get out of the high population density areas because, you know, they're on campuses and stuff and they're protesting and things are going crazy and, you know, the world's just out of control. And you're like, I would like to have some space. Because when you get space between you and your neighbors, life's pretty good.
You suddenly like your neighbor a whole lot more.
So call Kelly Broaddus. Call Kelly Broaddus, 888-446-5602, 888-446-5602, or go online, get an instant valuation on your home, plus a lot more info from Kelly Broaddus at NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com. That's NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com. You want to do the dog thing or the bullet thing first?
I don't know which one.
I don't know. I'm leaving it to you.
We just talked about a dog and a bullet.
Yeah, well, you just tie it together.
Well, let's go with the bullet.
Okay, so this tourist from Texas goes to Turks and Caicos to, you know, enjoy the beaches, have a good old time, and get out of, get out of Texas. And Texas got some beaches there. But, you know, goes there, and he's a hunter, apparently. And he has in his bag, I guess they find when he comes in through immigration or whatever, when they check him out, and he has in his bag allegedly four rounds of ammunition. I don't know what they were. It doesn't even matter because Turks and Caicos it's one of those zero tolerance places that if you have a round of ammo, I guess, the mandatory minimum sentence is 12 years, like total.
Do they have a maximum?
I don't know. I guess the 12 years.
Does a BB count?
No, it has to be, you know, firearms has to be. Mm. But think about this. So when we went to Europe a couple months ago, and by the way, my other daughter, Isabel's, we're going to be picking her up right after the show. So we're excited.
She's flying like right now.
Hence the potatoes up there, because in Greece, they don't have meatloaf. And mashed potatoes, apparently, you know, that's not like a thing. They have French fries, but not the mashed potatoes. They haven't figured that one.
Oh, if they put potatoes, they mean fries.
Yeah. So anyway, when we went over to Greece, actually, when I was in Phoenix, I had one of my bags, a small backpack that I've actually used for hunting, for carrying hunting stuff. I've actually had that particular pack loaded with just rounds of just different boxes of ammo, you know, shotgun shells, 22 rounds, you name it, right? And I was thinking about that. I actually thought about it when I got to the airport, and I quickly did a search through it. It was pretty quick, though, because I kind of did a search before we packed, because I was like, and this is a bag that I have used before when we've gone hiking, hunting, things like that. So I was like getting ready to go through security. I'm like, let me recheck this thing, because we're going over to Britain, right? And you're going on a plane with the check bag. You're not supposed to have that, obviously. But you're going to Britain. They're real crazy over there about, you know.
Like, oh, no, danger, danger. They're going to be next 12 years.
Well, I had a British guy over there in security tell me, you know, we're looking for guns and ammo because, you know, the Americans.
With their guns.
You were standing there, right? The Americans with their guns. So I was going through it, but I started thinking, let's say a 22 round, small. That's a, you know, 22 round, small round of ammo.
A little tiny, but it also very easy to lose.
Yeah,
so
it could easily slip in to your bag, into one of the crevices, or crevasses, as the British would they say, crevasses.
Crevasses.
The crevasses of my bag. And then the next thing you know, you're going through, and they find, like if I went to Turks and Caicos, which is a British, I might want to look this up. Let's look it up at the break, but it's like one of those Commonwealth type things. It might even be a territory. I'm not sure. Let's get to distinguish what that is. But anyway, so it could easily, you know, make it through, and then they x-ray it or whatever when you're coming through customs. Boom, you're done. You're done. And that's what happened to this guy. So this guy came, let's see, Tyler Wenrich, this on CBS, was taken into custody after officials allegedly found, this is somebody else. This is another guy who's in jail over there. Two bullets in his backpack, April 20th. As he was about to board a cruise ship. So he had two bullets. He's in trouble. This other guy was the one from Texas. He goes over there. It was, what's his name? Ryan Watson, 40 years old. I'm on blazemedia.com, pop-up menu. He was going to Turks and Caicos. They detained, he found four rounds of, they say hunting ammunition. I'm not sure what that exactly means. Was it some shotgun shells or whatever? They detained him and his wife. They finally let his wife go and go back to the U.S. because they got little kids. You know, they're just over there for a few days, right? And he's still over there. I think he's out on bail or bond or whatever they call it over there. They say they went through a quote-unquote terrifying interrogation after they discovered the rounds of the hunting ammo in their luggage. And he's over there. They've taken his passport so he can't leave the country. And he's sitting there waiting for an upcoming hearing to determine if he gets the 12 years, because the charge that carries, it's a minimum of 12 years in prison in Turks and Caicos if you bring in ammunition, firearms, things like that. It's crazy.
So
it's crazy.
He would be sitting in a jail cell, like in prison, or no, he could be around the island. He's just around the island now.
Yeah, right now he's on bond, so he's out, okay? But he doesn't have a passport, so he's out. And then they say it's costing him a fortune because it's very expensive there, so he has to stay someplace. But no, if he goes to prison, I don't think he's going to get, like, out unless, you know, there's some kind of work release and you're just going combing the beaches or something. I doubt that. I think you're going into jail for something this minor. What if it's even just going to jail for 6 months or 12 months for a stupid mistake,
after
a stupid
12
law.
Years, it's like, that doesn't sound like much, but that's a huge amount of time.
Yeah, yeah. So $15,000 you had to pay for the bond to get released. There was someone else. Let's see. Possessing a gun or ammunition is prohibited in Turks and Caicos, but tourists were previously often able to just pay a fine. In February, however, a court ordered mandated that even tourists in the process of leaving the country are subject to prison time. There are now at least four American tourists facing the possibility of lengthy prison sentences for similar charges, including a 72-year-old man, Michael Lee Evans, who was arrested in December and pled guilty to possession of 7 rounds of ammo. He's like a gun runner, right? He appeared before the court on Wednesday via a video conference link, currently on bail in the U.S. for medical reasons, so they actually let him go. Evans has a sentencing hearing in June. A fifth person, Michael Grimm of Indiana, served nearly 6 months in prison after he pleaded guilty to mistakenly bringing ammo in his checked luggage for a vacation in Turks and Caicos. I wouldn't go there. You just make a mistake like that. Now, if Turks and Caicos, this proves that governments, bureaucrats, elected people are stupid everywhere in the world. The governments are stupid at a record level at this point. They should have just said, okay, hey, you're not allowed to come in the country or something. Or, hey, we're confiscating this and you're now fined $500 or something. You know, something reasonable, 12 years when you know they're coming. How many, okay, Turks and Caicos, where is the bulk of their tourists coming from? Where do you think they're coming from? It's the, like, United States of America.
A few guesses there.
Is this,
and now everyone's going to be afraid to go there. And
yeah, this is not good business, Turks and Caicos. Americans are looking at you saying, I'm not going there. This is ridiculous. You know, this is at least you go to Mexico. You're not allowed to bring ammo to Mexico or something. But at least they're more open to settling the issue right at the point of breaking the law.
Finding a solution. My question is, did that ammo, like, so they flew from America, so that got through American security?
That's the next question.
Got there?
That's the next question.
Interesting.
Yeah. Was it in the checked bag or was it in the carry-on? Now, checked bag, you're still, I'm pretty certain, but you're supposed to declare, or even if it's checked, things like that. Because you can check, plenty of people do this all the time. You can check firearms and ammunition. And remember, my legal waiver here, you know, check with the people that you need to check
with.
Yeah,
don't just
stuff.
Take our word
don't
for it.
Don't take our
it.
Word for it. But I've had friends and family that have gone hunting, like up to Alaska, for example, and they bring in, they have a rifle, ammo, stuff right. like, they have to, there's a check process where you're not going to be taking that carry-on, of course, and there's also a process to actually check it to put it, you know, under the belly of the plane and stuff, paperwork, etc.
Does carry-on not go through security, though?
Well, it goes through security, but, you know, when we go through the metal detector,
yeah.
when you're walking in, you're taking your carry-on bags at that point. So that is, the question is, did this actually go through carry-on security, and was the ammo on the plane?
If so, in the cabin of the plane? Other things
yeah,
to
yeah.
be concerned about.
No, there is, because it could have, I know that TSA comes across people forgetting things in their bag all the time. Ammo, fire. I mean, this stuff happens. And most of the time, these are innocent mistakes that people make, and they're resolved pretty quickly at that point, right? You might be missing your flight or something. I don't know what the whole process is. But that could have saved this guy potentially too.
Right.
I mean, I'm not putting the blame on I don't expect the government to be a backstop for everybody's problem here.
Yeah.
But if we're going to be paying for all this security, how does ammo even get through?
I know, if we have to wait in
first
that
place?
Line,
yeah, right?
It would hope it at least works.
They were too busy probably checking his shoes and making sure
right.
that he was under the 4 ounces of liquid or some crap like that.
I
right?
know.
Stupid stuff like that. So anyway,
that evil shampoo.
Here's the question. If you were in this situation and you're getting close and you're free on bond on the island, right?
Oh, I'd be paddling back to America in my canoe.
You're on the same wavelength as me, Olivia. I'd be like, okay, I don't have a passport, right? That could be solved. I don't have that, though. I'm free. I'm walking around the island. yeah, I'm going to take it just a little kayak. I'm going out, you know, every day you go out for a couple of days and you're out in a kayak and then all of a sudden some charter boat pulls up in international waters and except beeline it from Turks and Caicos, you got to go to like, oh, that's a long haul.
I mean, it doesn't matter where else you get as long as you're away.
You're not going to Cuba though. You're maybe going to Dominican Republic there, but then you still got to get out of there. I don't know. It's a tough situation because how do you...
Without that
big,
passport.
Big body of water. But
well,
I would,
okay, somebody has a motorboat.
Yeah, somebody's...
And if you have some money...
Yeah, if you got money, you can get out of the situation. But I don't know what the extradition law is. Like the guy who's sitting in the U.S., the one who was 72, Michael Lee Evans. You know, if they say, yep, you got to serve 12 years, he's already in the U.S. Does he say, well, too bad, come get me? Or does the U.S. have an extradition policy where they would send him back? Or do they give Turks and Caicos the finger and say, no, your law's stupid.
Right.
We're not doing that.
Does the U.S. have any way at all to protect these people or get them out of the situation at all?
Dude,
are they doing anything?
Dude could run to the current guy from Texas, Tyler, or who's the guy? Whatever his
Tyler
name is.
Tyler something.
And let's get his name right. We try to Ryan Watson.
Oh,
not Tyler. Dude could run to the U.S. if there's an embassy or consulate there, but he doesn't have a passport. But I'm sure you could talk.
Well, that's why you go to the embassy.
You could talk your way, but doesn't mean they could get him out. He might just be living in the embassy.
Isn't that better than prison?
I don't know. It depends on the Turks and Caicos.
I don't know.
Prison.
It depends on the prison. Yeah, I guess I'm imagining something pretty concrete and rebar and whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I found it interesting, and we'll see what happens. Remember, because I know a lot of you go down to Mexico. Mexico nabs a bunch of people. There's signs right when you're coming into Mexico: no firearms, no ammunition. I mean, unless you're cartel, that's different. But no
that's the exception.
Yeah, that's the exception. No firearms, no ammunition. I had a conversation with a guy down in south of Cabo, an hour south of Cabo. I can't remember where we were, but we hired a driver that time, which is rare. We usually get a car ourselves, right? Guy picks us up and he's talking about, yeah, I can't have a gun here. It's very hard for me to have a gun, but the cartel, they all get guns and they don't get stopped, you know? And he was like, how do I protect?
Why don't they get stopped?
Yeah, he was like a pro gun, you know, Mexican dude that was driving us around. He's like, I wish that we had a Second Amendment. I wish that we could protect our families like you can in America. We have something really unique here with the Second Amendment. I mean, we really do. Don't let these government goobers screw it up. Right. Because that's what they're trying to do. And next thing you know, you're in jail for four bullets. Right. Or anyway, my PSA here, if you're going to Mexico, don't check your bags. Don't have ammo. Mm-hmm. Not even one round. I don't know. It's 5 years. So here, let me read this. As for punishment, according to the Mexican sentencing guidelines, being found guilty of carrying a single bullet or unloaded firearm without a permit carries a penalty of up to 5 years in prison. Like I said.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's.
There's a lot more outs in Mexico, though.
Yeah.
At point of incident, you know, if you have some bankroll, you can get out of a lot of different issues in Mexico.
At least there's more places closer.
I'm not advocating for bribery. I'm just saying a little different. Yeah, in Mexico, you've got a lot more options. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, clearly this happens in Mexico. And you're out on bond or whatever they got, you just walk across the border back to the U.S. You don't need a passport. You don't need anything. You just walk on in and join the hordes.
Might be better off.
You'd probably get turned back. The hordes of masses of illegals, they don't
get
turned
back.
That's
the day that they stop it.
Yeah, yeah. No, you'd get turned back. It's like, oh, you can't come. You can't come in. We can't have
only
you.
Only illegals.
Yeah, only illegals are allowed. All right, love to hear from you. TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. That's TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. Maybe you've had some kind of experience like this in a foreign country. Hey, if you want to refinance your home, call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. She did a great job for my family. I know she can help you as well. Well, I think she can help you. I mean, depends on credit and things like that. Uh-huh. Guess we should have that disclaimer. I mean, there's government disclaimers here to protect you. So, right? Anyway, Kim Dawson does refinancing, and she's really been specializing in the high-rate credit card and trying, if you have a home loan, taking that whole loan and trying to get it refinanced into a lower monthly payment. That's a big thing nowadays, and I feel for you if in that situation. Call her up. Talk to her about this. Plus, she also does things like multifamily properties, second homes, a lot of first-time buyer programs. Those are really great. And also off-grid properties. So basically anything. You know, any kind of unique situation and normal situations, call up Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. Here's her number. Oh, mention the Jeff Orvitz Show. Get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. 928-310-6458. 928-310-6458. Or go to NovaHomeLoans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411. Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087. BK number 090242. Equal housing opportunity subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Got another one here for you, Olivia. Speaking of ammo, you better stock up, I think. Don't bring it to Turks and Caicos, places like that.
Leave it at home, but
a lot of this stuff is, I've been hearing about potential ammo shortages. You know, there's that one big Winchester plant that provides a lot, and they're also providing it for the U.S. military, right? All this ammunition. And right now, we are doing a lot of restocking because we've sent so much of our ammo to Ukraine and other countries, right? So they're restocking. So the U.S. military gets first preferential treatment for good reason.
Well, or you
oftentimes
know.
Bad reason, but for good reason. And, you know, I was thinking of this because Bob Thorpe sent me a text because we're going to do some duck hunting again. He's saying we better stock up now with some of these rounds because they're hard to find on a normal time. But anyway, I'm looking at this town hall article. The Biden administration is trying to set up a bilateral security agreement with and between the United States of America and Ukraine, meaning that we would come to the aid, we would continue to help them, we'd have that military agreement back and forth. You know, they really want to get into NATO, obviously, but this would be the next best thing. Zelensky is basically working on a deal, I'm looking at Zero Hedge on this next one, on a deal that would fund Ukraine with taxpayer dollars for the next, how long? 10 years.
Oh, I was going to say 50.
Yeah, well, they'll
extend it.
10 turns into 50, turns into ever. You know, in perpetuity, you fund these things, right?
Well, we can't stop now. They rely on us.
Yeah, yeah. Then it becomes dependency. Quote, we are working to commit to paper, this is Zelensky, concrete levels of support for this year and the next 10 years. This guy's got some cojones. This Zelensky guy? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a guy that shows up in a T-shirt.
Nice move.
In Congress. You know? Shows up in a... I'm not like... You know I'm not all formal. But could you imagine me walking up in the Congress? Hey, yo, what's up, dude? I need $65 billion. Me and my friends. Anyway, it includes... it, and he says, quote, this Zelensky... It will include. Remember, the Democrats and some Republicans were waving the Ukrainian flag on the floor of Congress just last week or the week before, right? So what Zelensky says he gets, he says that, quote, it will include military, financial, and political support as well as what concerns joint production of weapons. Unbelievable. 10 years. So people are speculating that Zelensky and Biden, the Biden administration and others, are trying to what they've called Trump-proof this. If Trump becomes president, stuck with this bilateral agreement,
even if
Trump's there. But Trump may, you know, what Biden does, and if it's not done through Congress, the next president can undo. That's the problem with executive orders and agreements like this that actually don't go through Congress. All right. Love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Go and send me a comment. Love to get those. Speaking of firearms and ammunition, Timberline Firearms and Training, just north of Flagstaff, right there on 89. If you are looking to stock up on ammo, to get firearms, and then to get a nice Liberty safe, I'm looking at mine right here from Timberline Firearms and Training, and store everything in there. Well, and then maybe get a storage locker for the ammo, even separate from your firearms. That would be a great deal too. Plus, if you're looking for training, Timberline Firearms and Training has all of that out there, including the Stop the Bleed course. Call them up and book these because they go fast, they go early, and there's only so much availability, like the Carry Concealed course or First Shots program or Intermediate Handgun Training. He has a bunch, a whole list of all kinds of great training opportunities for you to take advantage of. 928-526-7900. That's 928-526-7900. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Orvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is the Jeff Orvitz Show.
You know, Angela and I have been buying physical gold and silver for, oh, about a quarter century now, and we've been buying physical gold and silver for the past quite a few years from Desert Gold Exchange. They have a, first of all, a wealth of knowledge when it comes to, hey, which physical gold and silver do you own? When talking about bullion, talking about getting fit, you know, getting it delivered in your hands, not in some vault in some country that you may or may not be able to get to. What's the lowest price when we talk about commissions and fees per coin? Like recently I bought some silver eagles, but he's like, hey, the buffaloes have a lower premium on them. That's the kind of stuff that Justin and his great team at Desert Gold Exchange will tell you all about. Why don't you call them, mention the Jeff Horvitz Show. They're going to treat you like gold. Plus you get a free investor's kit if you want that, especially if you're new to owning physical gold and silver. Call Desert Gold Exchange. They've got a guarantee that they're going to have the lowest commissions you're going to find out there. Put them to the test. 888-852-4343. 888-852-4343. Go to desertgoldexchange.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Sportsman's Bar and Grill. All right, welcome back. Olivia here with me. She's checking for email comments to see if we can pop one or two in. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Okay, towards the end of last hour, Angela caught that George Allen Kelly. Let me get to this so I get the names right, because last hour I didn't. They were calling him just George Kelly, but I thought he went by George Allen Kelly, a Southern Arizona rancher that was charged with, and they took him to trial for manslaughter of an illegal that came through his ranch. He has a ranch in Southern Arizona, so illegal came through. And what he claims happened, what he claims has been happening, and we've talked about it here on the show, we've talked to ranchers down in Southern Arizona. We've talked to property owners in Southern Arizona. Illegals are pouring through all the time. Some are just passing on through, trying to get through the interior of the, you know, the promised land here, where you're going to, you know, the roads are paved with gold and everybody gets a check every month and a free cell phone and all that, right? And I'm sure there's other cases too. Somebody's, who knows why they're coming in, right? But they're coming in. Yeah. Record numbers. Yeah, they're here and they're coming over, and Biden is facilitating that. So these folks who own property right on the border or near the border, they're dealing with the brunt of this all the time. And you know what's happening. They're smuggling in fentanyl and drugs and other stuff. There's human trafficking going on, cartels, coyotes, things like that. They're bringing people across. They're taking advantage of people. They're charging a fortune to bring people through and smuggle people through. They're littering on properties. There's people breaking into places. And
yeah, I'm sure they're causing staying. All kinds of damage.
So this guy sees it all the time, and he claims he went out there. He saw military age. You know, there's people coming through military age all the time, males that are, you know, armed, and he claims that they were armed. And then he saw another group. He feared for himself and his wife, his farm animals, et cetera, et cetera. And he says he fired, I can't remember the exact number, but a certain amount of warning shots over these folks. And lo and behold, they find the body of, what was his name? Gabriel Cien Butimia was found dead at the scene. And they charge him and ultimately bring him to trial for manslaughter, right? And even though there's no bullet, they didn't find. So they found some shell casings. I don't know. What did he have, an AR? They say during the trial, prosecutor Mike Jett, this is Fox 10 out of Phoenix, said Kelly recklessly fired 9 shots from an AK-47 rifle toward a group of men, including Butima, about 100 yards away on his property. Kelly said he fired warning shots in the air, but he didn't shoot directly at anyone. Jett said Butima suffered 3 broken ribs and a severed aorta. He died. His unarmed body was found 115 yards away from Kelly's ranch house, although investigators found 9 spent bullet casings from Kelly's AK-47 on the home's patio. The bullet that killed Butima was never recovered. So he didn't have a bullet.
And then 3 broken ribs? That sounds unrelated.
Yeah. What happened there?
He's in a fight, and
What was going? Yeah, exactly. Pulls a gun? This is all, and I didn't follow the trial as closely as what you're saying. But was that bring up? Where's the bullet? What was going on here? Okay, they didn't find a firearm, but if Kelly was correct in his statement that people are coming through all the time, which I believe they are. And Batima was shot. Do you think that the people that are there with him would leave the firearm or pick it up and go?
Supplies, right? Or yeah, come on.
So anyway, they brought a bunk, bogus, crappy case in what is it, Santa Cruz County, Southern Arizona. And it was crap. And then the jurors get it, right? And there's 8 jury members on this trial, right? And you have to convict, it has to be unanimous. So 8 of them have to agree. Seven of them. So if 7 agreed and 1 disagreed, it's done. It's a mistrial. 7 of them said this is crap. According to the defense attorney, they're saying this trial was crap. The evidence was crap. Everything was crap. I'm kind of paraphrasing here. You know, I'm sure they said it more eloquently than me. Imagine that. Total crap. And the one person, though, would not relent. So when that happens, they can't agree, not unanimous to convict or to acquit. And the judge says mistrial, right? So in that case, with a mistrial, the judge can decide to bring it back. Let's try it again. We're going to find new juror members, you know, blah, 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 go through this whole, this guy who's, how old is he? 70 something. I can't find his age. I think he's 70 years old, 70 plus years old. I mean, to go through this, he's already been going through this for 2 years. Today, they announced, nope, we're done. We're not going to retry. So that's good news. Right. I think this is the right decision to be made, and they got egg on their face, and we need to figure out how to seal our border up. We need to figure out.
We love everybody from every other country except our own citizens.
I think they hate us.
Hate them.
I think that a lot of these politicians just, it's like, whose country is this, right? Whose country is this?
It's the politicians and their illegals.
Yeah. I mean, it's like this guy, you know, you got illegals coming through your property every day and there's nothing being done. And then an incident happens and they drag this guy through the, you know, through the desert here for 2 years. For nearly 2 years. So anyway, he's off. 75 years old, by the way, I was looking for that. So George Kelly, prosecutors will not retry Arizona rancher accused of murder. So glad to see that actually happened. Okay, the dog thing. Do you want to do this? Do we have to? Christy Nome.
Yeah.
So she's doing this tell-all book, I guess. Or not tell-all. She's doing like a memoir, I guess, that's coming out because she's I like what she's done in South Dakota as governor there. When COVID hit, remember we went up there? They were normal. It was Normalville up there.
Oh, yeah. It was remember a shock. It was great.
We were in Rapid City. We went to like a water park and stuff. Imagine that in South Dakota.
There was nothing else to do.
No masks, no social distancing. She was one of the few. DeSantis did it. She did it, but she was one of the few brave Republican governors that, you know, said, no, this COVID stuff, this hysterics is idiotic. And she let her state run as is, run normal. And the rate of people getting sick was the same. It was all a bunch of garbage, right? So she's highly anticipated to be the VP pick. And she comes out with this book, or this book is coming out. And I guess The Guardian is putting out this, excerpts of it. And there's this discussion of a dog called
Cricket,
describes killing an untrained. She said, here's according to USA Today. Take that for what it's worth, right? This is what I got, though, because I can't just call up Christy Noem and ask her. The governor of South Dakota describes killing a quote-unquote untrainable dog called Cricket, which she quote-unquote hated, in an upcoming memoir, excerpts of which were first published by The Guardian on Friday. She also said she shot to death a goat. Well, what does that mean? What is that? I mean, first of all, why the goat? I mean, was it sick? I've had to kill it. We've had to kill chickens and stuff. We've had issues happen. It's not easy. And if any of you out there have a farm or a ranch, putting animals down is a normal part of the deal.
Well, and just it ain't like fun. Putting dogs down.
Yeah, and putting
is something that
putting,
people
putting
do.
Dogs down. But okay,
I guess the way I heard it is just that she hated her dog and decided to murder it.
Okay, well, Let me read more before we. Noem said the dog ruined a hunt and later attacked chickens. That get me pretty frustrated. If she's killing chickens, if the dog's killing chickens owned by a local family, and behaved like a quote unquote trained assassin, and was quote dangerous to anyone she came in contact with. I realized I had to put her down, Noem wrote. So she put her down. She took the dog and done, you know? So was it dangerous? Here's the problem, though. They're going to run with this like the Mitt Romney thing. I mean, she's going to have a heck of a time now. Anytime they put her up there, it's going to be Noam the dog killer.
Yeah.
Right? They're gonna go crazy. And you're trying to bring in somebody that, I guess, counters and softens Trump. And I don't know if she blew it or not here. I mean, where was the vetters? Vetting her book, and saying, hey, don't put this in here.
Yeah, maybe not. They're looking for any little thing.
But it just depends. If the dog was dangerous and, you know, like ready to, like, you know, getting rabies, like frothing at the mouth, that's one thing. If it was just a dumb dog and, you know, you couldn't train it right or wasn't, you know, maybe it's a city dog and it doesn't know how to hunt, right? Then you get it. You got to give it up for adoption.
Right. You know. Just give it to someone else. Yeah,
put an ad on Craigslist or something. So anyway, I don't know. Something for the media to go crazy with for a while. Not really the end of the world for as far as I'm concerned. But what do you think? You guys probably been listening to this too. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Did it ruin her chances of becoming the VP nominee for the Republican Party? Or will it blow over in a few days? I mean, think of where we'll be 3 days from now.
I know. I highly doubt that I'll remember this personally.
Yeah,
unless people keep talking about it.
Probably not. All right. You've got 2 days to take advantage of this from ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. Spring cleaning special. You get 3 rooms of carpet for just $138. But wait, if you use my promo code 4FREE24, I wanted to say but wait. I've done that forever. Use my promo code 4FREE, the number 4FREE, the number 24, 4FREE24, and you get the 4th room free. So 4 rooms of carpet for $138 with the promo code 4FREE24. You can also add air duct cleaning to the carpet special or equivalent cleaning for another 20% off the total invoice. I want you to call for details on this one. Great special going on. I did some spring cleaning this morning in a parking lot. So getting rid of all the cinders and all the dirt and all the debris. And there were some little shooters there all over the place, right? Mm-hmm. Those little bottles of liquor. It's unbelievable. Anyway, call them up for details. 928-378-8888. 928-378-8888. Or go to ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. And like I said, don't forget to use promo code 4FREE24. 4FREE24. ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. Back in a minute. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up The Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is The Jeff Horvitz Show.
I might take back what I said earlier, Olivia.
Someone looked up a picture of a particularly nice beach.
I said, don't go anywhere. Boycott Turks and Caicos. But I pulled up the pictures. And we've been to multiple islands in the Caribbean. Angela and I have been to Bahamas, which, I don't know, it was like a small Florida and really humid. we've been to Jamaica. We've been to, what's that one where people put their money?
Wow.
why am I forgetting this?
Wishing well.
Cayman Islands. Beautiful. But I'm looking at Turks and Caicos. It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I might have to take
water,
it back.
It's like I didn't know water could be that shade of light blue.
See, in actuality, you don't even need luggage. I'm a very light packer when we go on trips. Like I'm bringing like a couple changes of clothes and stuff. I could do it in a little backpack, you know this, or a little even like Walmart, you know, plastic bag. This place though, you should just put on a short sleeve shirt, some Crocs or flip flops. I hate flip. The most dangerous shoe on the planet Earth.
We know. Some people actually like flip flops. Continue.
Put on some Crocs. Put on some a pair of shorts. Just swim trunks. Don't even do shorts. Just swim trunks. And I guess I'm talking for the guys here, and a shirt, and just leave your baggage, and don't have to worry about ammo then.
Okay.
And well, you go, because this looks pretty beautiful.
I'm not opposed to the way that we don't really plan anything when we go on trips, but I can't pack properly when I don't know what kind of thing I need.
What do you need to pack? There's a beach. There's horses in the beach in the water. I mean, what do you
horse
need?
Horse riding? That's a whole different outfit than walking on the beach.
No, you put on, you're only going to wear swim shorts in this place. What else is there to do there other than go in the water and hang out? Oh, I'm going to go out to dinner. Wear your shorts.
No.
If the restaurant doesn't take shorts, you can buy a thing there. Some clothing.
Well, then you have to buy it. I'd rather bring what I have.
No, then
see,
you risk
like
bringing ammo.
I like enough to be prepared for any situation.
Yeah, okay, well.
And I'm like, good. I will regret not bringing it more than I'm ever going to regret bringing it.
People pack too heavy. They definitely do. So, yeah, I could see actually going there now. But, no, I get mad when governments are so stupid. And, you know, your number one clientele is people from America, I'm sure, going to Turks and Caicos. Because is this a protectorate of Great Britain? Did we ever figure that out? Let's see if we can do that real
British
quick.
British Overseas
Sovereign
territory.
State, United Kingdom.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not what I read.
What did you read?
You went on the site, but somewhere else it said a territory.
So it's like a territory of United. Sovereign state. So they have authority, I guess, but they're under the thumb of the sun will never set on the British Empire. I think it did set, though.
Yeah, a little while ago, I think it might have.
Yeah. That's all we got for you today. Mark Howitt tomorrow. That's the plan. I got a text from Congressman Crane's folks during the show, so I'll get back to them. I think we'll get them on Wednesday, get an update from Congressman Crane as to the insanity in D.C. and maybe some good news. I'll say, hey, what do you got for good news? All right, folks, have a good night. Take care. See you tomorrow. The information provided on the Jeff Horvitz Show does not constitute legal, medical, financial, or tax advice. All information is the opinions of the host and guests. You should always seek the advice of a professional regarding any of these complex issues to make sure all circumstances of your situation are properly considered. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.